This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
And despite all the traffic tie-ups and troubles into and out of downtown on 95 and your typical congestion on I-10 backed up to nearly the West Beltway, it is a beautiful Monday morning, an abundant amount of sunshine, just like yesterday as well, and a great way to get the day started maybe with a little bit of exercise, movement, which is such a vital part of our own physical health and our own mental health and well-being as well. Rich Jones, Christine Bellino, Sydney Mark with you at the Winston Family YMCA in Riverside, and so happy to be joined by Connie Smith, who's the Chronic Disease Programs Coordinator. What's your exact title?
Yeah, I'm the Senior Director of Healthy Living, so kind of encompasses everything that has to do with healthy living. The mind, body, the well-being, chronic disease programming, our exercise. And exercise is medicine. It just kind of, like you said, is important to get your body moving so that you feel just a little bit better, especially on a cold morning like this.
Yeah.
If you've got arthritis.
Or if coming off of the holiday weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, do you see more people coming through the doors on a Monday after a holiday weekend?
In general, never miss a Monday. So, in general, Mondays are the best day to work out. If you don't miss a Monday, you've set the tone for the entire week of how you're moving your body and what you're doing.
It always seems like there's an intimidation factor. And we did see the big guy with the huge arms who just came through. But that's not movement. That's lifting heavy weights.
Yeah.
Movement can be all about something very, very simple. And how do you break through whatever stigmas may still be out there for people to say that, hey, movement, no matter what it is, in the pool or on a piece of equipment, can be the difference between you holding back some of these chronic illnesses, perhaps, and not.
Yeah, so the best part about the Y is that you're walking in with so many people from all walks of life. The Winston Family Y has people who are homeless. They are, you know, working out. That's part of it. They could be, in the, you know, teenagers. My teenager comes here early in the morning, works right next door to a multimillionaire, right outside, next to a multimillionaire. You know, your mayor used to come here all the time. Everybody is moving at the same location. My parents are here. You know, it goes all the way into later on in life. So if you start young, but you can start any day. So the hardest step and anything that you do is walking through the front door. Every single day that you walk through that front door, you make it a habit that it starts up. We help you with that. So when you come to the Winston Family Y or any of our Y branches on the First Coast, we have what's called a fast forward fitness. So fast forward fitness appointments let you and kind of help you to see how to use the equipment upstairs. It says, you know, you don't have to do this on your own. You can do this. We'll show you how to do it and make you successful. The most important, intimidation is the hardest part. But how do I use a chest press? You don't have to know that. We help you. Some of our branches have what we call eGym, which is an electronic version of a circuit. So you're doing your leg press, you're doing your chest press, but it is all done with a code on a band that knows exactly what your settings are, exactly what you should be pushing, sets up everything from the standpoint of how you should be you know, lifting weights, how many sets and all of that kind of stuff, and you're kind of playing ping pong, and there's nothing to it. 30 minutes later, you're done. You worked an entire full body workout, and those are at four of our branches.
So, Connie, is that the kind of thing, though, where, like, you, it's on your phone, your smartwatch, and you just walk in, walk up to the machine, and it automatically kind of knows
who you
are.
You know, it's like getting into your car, and you get into your car and you press a button and it knows it's you versus your husband or your child. It does the exact same thing. So it comes with a free band and that eGym band, and you just walk up to it, knock it like you're almost having that magic band.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have other technology. So we have things like what we call MyZone. And MyZone is monitoring. So if you've heard about the HIIT workouts, you've heard about how raising that heart rate and taking it from moderate to vigorous and getting 115 minutes of moderate exercise. Well, how do you know if you're actually doing moderate exercise? Or how do you know you're doing 150 minutes of intense all the time, kill your body, now you're injured? That MyZone is going to help you to be able to monitor that. That comes in bands. It also comes on your Apple Watches as well. And that's all available at the Y.
How are we able to hold back or hold off some of the chronic diseases that unfortunately plague every community all across the country and in many cases across the world by movement, by exercise? I'm thinking diabetes and things like that.
Yeah, so great question. So exercise truly is medicine. Food is medicine. All of those things are what doctors are starting to look at. How do I prescribe to you exercise? So we have a program called Exercise is Medicine where the doctor actually writes a physician referral instead of giving you a prescription for a drug, they write a prescription for you to get exercise. We help you through all of that. It also comes with education. So when you have pre-diabetes and you hear all of these things about, well, I have diabetes, now what am I supposed to do? I'm on that path towards it. I don't know what to do. You come to the Y. We have a year-long program that CDC recognized. It gives you community, which makes it a lot simpler. None of this has to be done on your own. Everything can be done with somebody else where you're learning and you have somebody else who is holding you accountable. It gives you that education that you can go and do it. As you're getting into, more and more people are getting into the GLP-1s, those are things also that you can't always do on your own. You need the extra education. You have to change the habits. We help with all of that with our diabetes prevention programs, our exercise as medicine programs. If you've got arthritis, we have an enhanced fitness 16-week program where you're exercising and it's not making you do things that are against what your body should be doing. It's actually helping you to be able to feel a little bit better, and moving at all times is much better than sitting still at any time.
And there are lots of people here to help with the process. There's never a time when you just don't have somebody to turn to.
Yeah. So if you're ever up on the exercise floor, or what we call our wellness floor, and you're not really sure how this machine works or you don't know what to do, you can walk up to somebody who is working in that wellness floor. They'll have on a black shirt that says wellness staff on it or trainer on it. Just ask them for advice on exactly what it is that I can go and do with this machine. We have personal trainers that can help you. So many times it's so hard to do all of this stuff on your own. Having somebody who is telling you exactly what to do twice a week, three times a week, even once a week, it just makes it just a tad bit easier to say, yeah, I can do this.
Yeah, because you don't want to look stupid.
Yeah.
You never look it. No one is ever looking stupid unless you're actually doing something that you saw on TikTok. then maybe so.
Well,
but
said.
No one up on the wellness floor is looking stupid. And I got to tell you, no one is looking at you. You know who they're looking at instead? That buff guy that you saw who was lifting a ton of weight.
The python
they're,
arms.
Yeah, the yeah. python arms. They're looking at that guy going, wow, how do I get that? Or no way do I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
You know, but that got to work out just as much as that guy does. But you know what? Just moving. Nobody's looking at you.
That team approach is so crucial, and we'll continue to visit with Connie Smith with the YMCA here in Riverside and any branch that is close to you, with so many across our area, Baker's Dozen across the North Florida and East Florida community. So many different ways for you to be a part of this community and team, what that membership may ultimately get you and more. All that ahead is Jacksonville's Morning News continues at 7:43. When our next warming trend gets underway and an update on these delays in and out of downtown along I-95 and I-10 just ahead as Jacksonville's Morning News continues.
Airport Road down to I-10 planned for at least 25 minutes.
And unfortunately, Sherry, we have yet another trouble spot, 95 South, before Lem Turner and Gulf Air. The right shoulder is blocked, so it just adds a little bit more misery to an already miserable drive back into the office on this Monday morning. In Oceanway, we're heavy and slow on the East Beltway South from around Main Street to Alta Drive. It doesn't look like there's much of any crash or anything in that area. Just a whole lot of congestion as you're trying to make your way over the Dames Point Bridge eventually. Or, as I learned this morning, I just love learning from newbies in Jacksonville. What did you call the bridge, the Dames Point Bridge?
Oh, the Bowtie Bridge.
The Bowtie Bridge. I've lived here almost 20 years, and I've never heard it referred to as the Bowtie Bridge.
I don't know if I made that up, but it looks like bow ties.
Yeah, I like it. Better than the Napoleon Bonaparte Dames Point Bridge or whatever the heck.
Well, I have a really difficult time remembering things like that, like the names of bridges and things like that, unless I'm, drive over them 80,000 times. I have no sense of direction. Just cannot remember that. So I remember it with things like that, the bow tie bridge. And, a dame, you would associate a dame with a bow tie, right?
Okay, I guess.
Right?
Perhaps, yeah.
Yes.
Well, you're lucky then, because in Jacksonville, the red bridge is the Matthews Bridge, and the green bridge is the Green Monster. That's the Acosta Bridge. The blue bridge is the Main Street Bridge. So you're pretty good with that. You've got almost all. And then the Acosta, which we can see off in the distance here from the Riverside YMCA, is one that's always lit up at night.
I
got almost all the bridges.
If I hear bow tie bridge, my first thought is, wait, when did they name a bridge after Ken Amaro?
Well, maybe at some point he's already a city council member. Maybe he'll become the mayor and then we'll just name it after him, right?
Just throw up another bridge.
We might need another one if we continue to grow the way that we are. We're spotlighting the Riverside YMCA, and Scotty already blew through that spotlight, by the way, but that's okay. I'll just say that we're spotlighting the Winston Family YMCA and all the great programming in Riverside and throughout the YMCA, really network in Northeast Florida. As Connie Smith is with us from the Y, and we talk about the 13 branches. And, you know, I was traveling over the holiday break, and even if you're out of state or out of the community, as a Y member, you still can tap into some of the services?
You can. So that's what we call our nationwide membership. So if you are traveling, which the holidays are the perfect time, or you're a business traveler, you can go into any Y as long as you have a Y membership that has the nationwide. So when I travel, we always go to the Y, my entire family. My son is headed off to college.
Where's he going?
He's, well, crossing our fingers. You're probably not going to like this one given the shirt you're wearing. But
don't
he is
say
looking
the
at,
Ohio State.
No. Okay. Alabama, the
That's
University
okay.
of Alabama. That's yeah, so we're going to go to Tuscaloosa and check out the Y's over there so that he can either work there or work out there. So it's amazing program that the Y offers.
I'm a little prideful 2 days after the surprising win by the University of Michigan Wolverines. Make it four straight over those dirty Buckeyes from Ohio State. Anyway, are there different tiers to membership, like depending on where you are in your journey?
So it depends. So we do have things for our senior members. A lot of your Medicare or Medicare Advantage plans cover membership. So we have our Silver Sneakers membership and our Renew Active membership, which allows you to come in. And when we talk about like chronic disease, arthritis management and things like that, chronic or the older population really needs the community. So that loneliness piece of things where you can't do everything at home, you need to get out. The Y is the perfect location to do that. That's why insurance companies pay for it. They see, you know, if you're doing something that has to do with balance, it's going to lower the cost of your premiums later on, or their cost as an insurance company if you're coming to the Y and doing things. It's going to help you to stay longer, live longer. If you're a part of a community, the Y is the perfect place for that. There are also memberships for families that include sports. There are memberships for our teens and our youth, our young adults. So Rachel will be here later today to talk all about memberships and what we do for memberships and family programming.
And we'll ask her, too, about the teen leadership program.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
It's very important for people to know that it's not just, you know, older adults that can benefit from a sense of community here. There's also a really robust teen leadership program.
Yes, absolutely. If you are as a parent of a senior who was a part of that program, it changed his life. Came out of a shell. He actually wrote his college essay all about the Y. So I'm very proud of that. He's a lifeguard here. And at one of our branches during the summertime, he saw what inclusion is. What we do at the Y is not just, you know, exercise. You don't just come walk in here. We do so much more. And community really is medicine for everyone from teens to the young kids who are coming in here and learning from sports how they get confidence, how they can, you know, how do you kick a soccer ball, and getting started with the healthy habits that you need in life as well.
I love the community and the loneliness part of it too, because it does. You don't have to be old and living alone to feel loneliness.
Yeah.
It can happen at any age, and you can tap into community at any age then.
Yeah, so you're talking about our teens, the teen leadership program. So you talk about the seniors. The Surgeon General recently came out with a very in-depth, paper on loneliness, and it is the equivalent. Loneliness is the equivalent to your body of smoking 15 cigarettes every single day. And so what impact do you want on your teens who, you know, they weren't getting out of their houses when it was time for COVID. They learned to be a little bit more isolated. Same thing with our parents. Now, as you get empty nesters, it's the same thing. How do you get people out of the house more and more, and the Y is the perfect place to do that.
Hmm. I love it. There's so much available to you at this facility or any other YMCA facility in Northeast Florida, Winston Family YMCA. And we did get a jab from a lady, a member who walked through and said, "How come you're not outside?" What are you, crazy? We're not going to be outside. I should have come up with some excuse. They don't run the power outside. That's it. That's the only reason why.
No, they know better. We do run the power outside.
She would have
made you go outside.
Hey, if it would have been a 60-degree morning, we would have been outside.
Absolutely.
A 60-degree morning?
Yeah, we would have braved the elements, right?
Okay, I would have been in here.
Okay.
You are close to the brisk, you know,
yes.
The door.
Yeah, we're close. We are literally
really close
right at
outside.
The doorway. So
yeah,
we're
absolutely.
Like outside. but still enjoying the inside elements. Mm-hmm. At the Riverside YMCA, Connie Smith, do appreciate it. Thank you for visiting with us. Best of luck to your son as well. Any closing message that you want to deliver?
No, just, you know what, the hardest part, again, is just getting through the front door. Come talk to us, see what it is that we have to offer. The Y is just a lot more than just a gym. So there is something for every single person. We make all of our programs accessible so that the barriers of cost are not something that you have to get by. There's usually a Y within a short distance in your community with 13 of them across the city and the First Coast. And then you do get that benefit of keep going to other Ys as well.
Awesome.
And there's a little cafe when you first walk in. So if you come and you don't know if you really want to work out, come for coffee. Meet here for coffee. And then maybe take a walk around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Eat well, be well with Blissful. They have juice, smoothies, and bites. Can't wait. Jump into that.
This next segment brought to you.
Yeah, exactly. Right. 7:55 on the Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News, as our focus now is on the traffic tie-ups that we have into downtown on I-10 eastbound. You're starting to hit the brakes just beyond the West Beltway. Thankfully, no crashes, but a whole lot of congestion as everyone is getting back to it. 95 has been our big problem child north of downtown with a crash northbound near the Iron Bridge and then south at 8th Street. That's blocking the left lane. And then you have another crash near Lem Turner that has you slow as well from around the Trout River. We'll continue to follow these and other slowdowns. Sherry will have another update for us at the top of the hour. 7:56 on the Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News.